elation. I love it. Frees me up, you know. It's a spiritual thing for me. It's spirit music.
And what provokes this feeling out of you?
I don't know. I can't really explain it. I just like it, and I think it likes me, too. You know, I'm sure that there's a song that you can hear that brings back a certain memory or feeling or a friend or a lost or love or a new beginning for you or something. Yeah, I think music has set paces for in people's lives.
And what are some of those for you?
I think the birth of my children, when I first fell in love for the first time, just anything, the loss of a friend, the loss of my mother. I can remember a special song. Just great moments and just very horrible and terrible times as well. But the beauty of it all is that you can remember a song, and I think that kind of keeps you going.
What do you think the next generation of jazz musicians has to bring to jazz?
Well, I think that everybody needs to bring their own free expression to it. You know, your experience for something is not like my experience would be, because I'm older. And in the jazz world, they call it season. You know, I'm a little bit more seasoned than you, so naturally my expression would be different than yours. I've been through a lot of things in the 20th century, 21st century, so my expression would be different, but bring yours, bring whatever you have to the table, you know, your expression, your feeling. And that's how the creativity stays alive, is that we all bring whatever we can. It's like a potluck, you know. We all bring what we bring best to the table, and we stir it up, and it keeps the pot, the stew, and the soup going, you know.
Why did you choose to sing instead of play a different instrument?
Because it's natural. It came natural for me. Nobody had to teach me how to do that. I just woke up and started singing. I've been singing all my life, you know. And so I figured, you know, why work on something else when you already have this innate ability? You know, try to perfect that and work on that. That's your natural craft. And if you have a natural gift, something that God gives you, nobody in the world can take it away from you. My fingers could break. I might not be able to pluck a violin or play a piano. My voice is something that I have already. It's a natural instrument. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you. Music is so indicative of special times and the world that we live in. And the songs are expressions of people's feelings. And so I'm so glad that young people are interested in wanting to know what time it is with the world and music and art and things like that. For I love all of you. There's still hope in the world, and there's still love in this world. And as long as we can keep music and art alive, that people can express themselves and be loving and come in one accord. Because one thing about music, it brings all kinds of special people together. And people of all different nationalities, colors, creed, religions. And it's just a common bond, and I think it heals the common ailment. When we hurt, we can hear a song. When we get married, we hear a certain song. When our child is born, we can hear a certain song. When I think about you, I'll hear a certain song, the songs that I've sung today. And, you know, it just keeps everything kind of jailed and held together. And I appreciate being in your company.